Set your spirit on fire and let Dr. LaWanna Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. LaWanna Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. And now, here's your A Touch From Above host, Dr. LaWanna Steins.
God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. LaWanna, and this is A Touch From Above, right from San Diego, California. God richly bless you. Hallelujah. I am so excited today. Do not go nowhere. Do not change that station. I'm telling you, I am so excited. I have a good word for you. I know that it's not Mother's Day, but I want to talk to you even about mamas. Hello, hello. Got to listen up, listen up, listen up, listen up, listen up. You know, first of all, let me just say this. Mamas, even though it's not Mother's Day, we want to honor you. We want to honor you because you are amazing. And, you know, a mother's job is never, 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 never done. I know a lot of people, sometimes husbands, God bless you, but when you go home and your wife is there, don't ask her, what'd you do all day? Oh, my, that's cut off your throat. You just, those are not good words. So when you get home, and remember, she's had all those little carpet stompers and rug rats running all over. And you know what? She has been busy as a bee because a mama's job is never done. Well, from early morning until late at night, you know, she's a diaper changer. She's a bottom wiper. She's a baby bottle if she breastfeeds. She's a housekeeper. Oh my goodness, she's the chef, the family cook. Mom, I want pancakes. Mom, I want French toast. Mom, I want a peanut butter jelly sandwich. Mom, you know I don't like that. Oh, ugh, I hate vegetables. You know, no, you're going to eat your vegetables, so sit down. Ugh, I don't like it. Well, good, I'll have them for you for lunch then if you don't want to have them for breakfast or for dinner. You know what? She is continually working and working. She's a clothes washer. She's the grocery shopper. She's the peacemaker. I said stop it. Quit it. No, you two, get over there in that corner and sit down. Hey, stop your fighting with your brother. Hey, leave your sister. Quit pulling your sister's hair. Come on, come on. You know what I'm talking about. And where are your shoes? We are not get those morning shoes off. My word, you're going to school. You're not going like that. Get in there and change that hairdo. My word. No. And what are you doing sagging and bagging? What'd you do? Pooping those pants? Pull them up. Get them up right now. We're not doing that in this house. Mom, you don't understand. I'm grown up and it's the style. Not in my watch. Hello. She's the peacemaker. She's the gardener. She's the bus driver. Did you get your cleats? Excuse me. What? Where's your bag? Hello, my son was in football. My daughter was in volleyball. Then they were in track and field. Then they went to the YMCA for swimming. So it's like, where's your cleats? What about this? Where's your bag? And then, of course, for those of you that don't know this, my husband was killed. I was a single mom. So I took my boy and all of his little buddies fishing. Where's the tackle, Sam? Sam, I thought you were going to dig worms last night. Did you get the worms? Oh, Mom, I forgot. Can we stop by the shop and buy some? Urgh. What about your tent? Where's your tent? Where's the gear? Where's your buddies? Call them and tell them to be ready. All right, let's go. Hello. She's the bus driver. She's the greatest cheerleader for you. You know what I mean? Your mom is the one that screams the loudest at those football games or cheerleading rallies or volleyball tournaments or running event. And it doesn't matter, even if you're running and you're coming in last place. Yeah, you did a great job. You know, she's your greatest cheerleader. Moms at times are a nurse. Hello, you listen to me. At times she gets no sleep. Why? Because she's taking care of you. Oh my goodness, you have a temperature. you know what? Let me go get some ice. Wait a minute. Let me go get some tea. All right, let's go. What? You know what? Call the doctor. Let's go. That mama will pick up that full-grown baby and carry them to the car and take them to the hospital. Are you listening to me? That mama will stay up night and night and night and night and day, night and day, if an emergency is there to help take care of that little one. Can I tell you, a mother's job is never done. You know, and reading through God's word absolutely amazes me. You know, I see all kinds of different mothers in this Bible. Some are good, some are amazing, and quite frankly, some are not worth talking about. And some of them you don't even want to talk about. But today I want to share with you about a mother who went through such great heartache. You know, there are many, many mothers, but I want to talk to you about one mother who was so amazing. Do you know, this mother that I'm going to talk to you about, she had six children, and she didn't have a fancy house. Her husband was a simple builder, repairman. She was looked down on her early years. People laughed at her, and people rejected her, and some people even mocked her at times. She ended up getting pregnant when she wasn't married. At one point, her fiancé, he said, you know what? What is this? You're what? What do you mean you're pregnant? I want you to know I'm not the father. You know, her fiancé wanted to just leave her and walk away from her. But you know what? She stood her ground. This mother was amazing. And I want you to know today, Mama, you are special and you are amazing. I know that you probably don't get hardly any credit for all the work that you do, but I want you to know something, that God recognizes your faithfulness. God recognizes your labor. And I'm sorry at times you don't hear thank you. Sometimes the kids just come flying in the house. Mom, what's for dinner? I'm hungry. The husband gets home. He's tired. He sits down. He eats. Then they get up and they go sit in the other room. And you're there gathering up the dishes, cleaning up the table. And they're in the other room laughing. But you know what? They forgot to say thank you. Mamas, listen, God wants to tell you thank you because God knew he could trust you with those babies. You know what? I was thinking about how a mother carries such a load sometime that very few really even know. A mother's cries sometimes behind closed doors, and only God collects those tears and he puts them in a bottle. You know, Psalms chapter 56, verse 8 says, you number my wanderings, and you put my tears in your bottle. Are they not all in your book? Can I tell you that God knows exactly what you're feeling? He knows what you're going through. You know, a mother will love a child when most people don't even love that child. A mother can see way beyond what other people can see. I always say there's like a bond, there's a thread. There's a thread in the mother's heart that's really linked to that child, boy or girl, good or bad. It doesn't matter. There's a special link that God puts in the heart of a mother for a child. But I want you to know something. God keeps record of those tears. I want to share with you, a couple weeks ago, a young lady came to church. And, you know, I like to sit down and just talk with people when they come. And if I get a chance to say hello to them, we have a Sunday morning service up at the Prayer Mountain every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. It's like a meet and greet. Everybody's getting their coffee. Everybody's yakking. Everybody's talking. Then they come underneath the wooden pavilion. And, you know, we have a service. We have worship. We have praise. But once a month, we have a potluck. And so it gives me a wonderful time just to go up and say hello to everybody, sit with different people and, you know, hear their stories. Well, one young lady, she just really touched my heart as we begin to talk and share. And, You know, she had come up, I think about a month before, to the prayer mountain, and she spent a couple days just praying and fasting, because not only do we have a church service on Sunday, but we have the prayer mountain. It's 25 beautiful acres, and pastors and preachers and Christians come, and single moms come, and, you know, everybody comes, and they sometimes stay a day or two or three. They rent one of the little cabins. You know, we have the Joshua cabin. I think she was in the Israel cabin. And it was during a time when it was kind of raining, and she had the little wood-burning stove going, and, you know, she had the window open. The desk is right there by the window, and she has her journal, and she's just writing, and she's just in God's presence. And then the early morning, the dew was down, and this was early Sunday. She had come, I think, Thursday, Friday, and she stayed for Saturday, and then she wanted to stay for a Sunday church service. So that early morning, she got up really early and the dew was coming down, but she took a walk. We have, because it's 25 acres, we have a really high area where we have a cross up on the top part, and you got to climb up, hike up a little bit. It's a beautiful little trail, beautiful walk. She walks up there and she's up at that cross on the high peak of the mountain, and she lifts her hands to God and she's just praying. She's praying and she's weeping, but she comes down to service and there is a joy. There is like a light beaming from her. And so I thought, wow, she's just glowing in the Holy Ghost. And so I didn't get to talk to her much that day. I just said, thank you for coming to the prayer mountain. Thank you for praying. And then a couple weeks later, she came back on a Sunday, and that was the same Sunday that we had a potluck. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to go talk to that young lady. So I went over there and I said, do you mind if we sit down together? She goes, no, please, Dr. Luana, have a seat. Yeah. So we got to talking and I looked at her and I said, tell me your story. And she goes, oh, you sure you want to hear it? I said, yeah, I'd love to hear your story. She said, you know, God has been so, she goes, and she was trying to describe it. She said, I can't even explain. God has been so close to me. And I said, that's awesome. I said, that's what we all need. She goes, no, I needed him really close to me. I said, well, tell me about it. She said, you know, I don't want to shock you, but I'm a single mom. And one morning I got a phone call that my son, who had just turned 19, killed my mother. And my heart just sank. And I looked at her and I said, I am so, so sorry. And I reached out to give her a hug. And she said, thank you. She said, but you know, God has carried me through. She goes, I needed God's strength. She said, my son, now he's in prison. He took responsibility of what he did. She said, but the hardest thing was in the middle of this court date, she goes, everybody was saying he deserves the death penalty. She goes, I was so torn. I have my son whom I love. I have my mother who I love. And I'm looking at my, you know, the death of my mother. I'm looking at the love of my son, the one that I bore from my very womb. And I was weeping and crying before God. And I got on my knees and I said, God, my son knows he did wrong and he has repented. And Lord, I am torn to shreds. And Lord, I am a mother crying out for my son. Please have mercy, oh God. Do not let him get the death penalty. If he has to spend the rest of his life in prison. But Lord, please do not let them kill my son. And you know what? All odds were against that young man. But that final day of the court, God heard the cry of that mother. And yes, her son is in prison. And yes, he'll be in there for 25 to life. But let me tell you something. That mother said, next week, I'm going to go to the prison to see him. But she goes, guess what? My son got saved in that prison. My son gave his heart to Jesus. And now he's reading the word. And now he's praying every day. And I said, thank you, Jesus. I said, you know, sometimes we don't understand why those things happen. I said, and God, you know, it's sometimes there's no answer. You don't even know why. You don't know how come. I said, understand that. My husband was murdered. I was left with two children. I said, and you don't have any answers on why and how come? But, you know, we know that all things will work together for the good to those that love God, trust God, and are called according to his purpose. And, you know, and when your heart is hit is when you mustn't quit. And that mother found her strength in God. And I want you to know something, that God, he hears the cries of a mother. There is nothing like the cry of a mother that goes before God. I think that's how come Jesus said in Exodus chapter 20, he made it a command. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God has given you. I believe that God made that a commandment. Why? Honor. He said, honor your father and your mother. Honor your mother. You know how many nursing homes are filled with mothers that have been rejected? Do you realize at times we go to the senior home and, you know, we'll sing those old gospel hymns and we'll get there and, how great thou art. And all of a sudden you see the tears roll down a precious senior lady sitting in a chair who can barely talk. How great thou art. And you'll see her lips just kind of quiver. Then sings my soul. And you know that you know that you know that her heart has been broken. And then later on we spread out and go talk to the different people. I said, how are you, ma'am? Oh, I'm fine. Thank you for being here. I said, how long you been here? Oh, maybe 7 years. Wow, do you have family? Oh, yes, I have children. But you know, they're about their life. They don't have no time for their mama today. I said, when's the last time you saw them? Oh, they put me in here and they've kind of disappeared. You know, what a heart-gripping story that is. You know, I want you to know something. When God put that as a command, Jesus reaffirmed it. Did you know that? Jesus reaffirmed it in Matthew chapter 19, verse 19. Honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Honor your father and your mother. Honor your mother. Honor your mother. You're listening to me today, kids. Some of you are teenagers. Teenagers, I love you, but sometimes your mom becomes the target because you get rebellious and you want to do whatever you want to do and you get stubborn as a donkey. I almost used the King James version, but I changed my mind. But I want you to know something. You need to stop it. You need to stop it. You know, that special mom that I was talking to you about, her name is Mary, the mother of Jesus. Has everyone ever thought about all that Mary went through? Do you realize the heartache? Joseph, the love of her heart, rejected her when he found out she was with a child. You realize how Joseph must have thought so bad about her that you got to remember, when you do history and you do study of the Bible, you got to remember, Joseph was a very strong Jewish young man, and he was under the Jewish law and the customs of that time. When you were engaged to marry somebody and you found out they were pregnant from somebody else and you hadn't touched them, let me tell you what Joseph could have done. Joseph could have made her a public spectacle. He could have dragged her to the city square, took her before the scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and said, you know what? She's found with child, and it's not me. I haven't touched her. And you know what? They could have killed her instantly by stoning her. You know, but you know what? Joseph was a good man. And thank God he was a man of God that would hear the voice of God as the Lord told him, Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. Why? Because that child in her womb will be born of the Holy Spirit. You see, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy for Mary. I can imagine as Mary was there trying to tell Joseph, Joseph, no, an angel came to me, an angel visited me, and I'm going to bring forth the Messiah, Emmanuel, God with us. It's been prophesied. I can just hear her, but I can see Joseph. But thank God, he listened to God. But I'm telling you what, it wasn't easy afterwards either. After the birth of Jesus, where'd they go? The birth of Jesus in Bethlehem? Then they had to flee to Egypt. Do you know how many miles that is? 300 to 350. Those are not easy miles to travel. And how did they go? They didn't have a bus. They didn't have an airplane. They didn't have a trolley. They didn't have a vehicle. They didn't have any of that. And then with a newborn baby on a donkey. Are you listening to me? And then after a while, when they found out that the one that wanted to kill all of them was dead, Mary and Joseph fled again back to Nazareth. Do you know how many miles that was? Over 2,000 miles where Mary and Joseph finally settled in, and Mary birthed other children. But you know what most people don't realize is James, Jude, Joseph, history says that she also had two other daughters. But you know what? Mary was the mother of six children. Jesus was the only one that was born of the virgin, born of the Holy Spirit, born when she had been a virgin. That's what you need to understand too. But before Jesus stepped into his ministry, guess what? Mary's husband, Joseph, died. She was also a widow. So, and you can imagine as she was taking care of all those kids and watching her son, Jesus. Let me read to you Matthew chapter 1, reading in verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as followed. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is the Holy Spirit, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, and he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Do you understand all that she went through? And not only that, can I tell you that Jesus had compassion on that cross? On that cross, he said, behold your mother. Mother, behold your son. Do you understand? Jesus was giving honor to his mother. Even though he was the Lamb of God, born to take away the sins of the world, he honored his mother and made sure she was well taken care of. You're listening to me today, and you know what? You haven't visited your mother. You haven't called her. You've taken for granted. You forgot all the things that she's done. Do me a favor. Pick up that phone and call her today. Tell her just thank you. Tell her that you love her. Say, Mom, I just want to say I'm sorry for all the things I've done and said. Some of you have put your mother through living hell on earth. You need to pick up that phone and tell her that you're sorry. You're the one who put gray hair on her. Hello? Go pick up that phone and tell her you're sorry. Because you know what? You honor your mother, you have favor with God. Jesus loves you, and he loves your mother. And you're listening to my program today. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch from Above, right from San Diego County. And I want you to know something. Jesus is your strength. He's your answer, mother. And you're listening today, and you're trying to figure out, Lord, I'm so weary. Mother, do not be weary in well-doing. You're doing a good job. And I want you to know that Jesus loves you very much. You are amazing. Father, we pray for every mother. We cover them in the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against them will prosper. Lord, give them strength when it seems impossible. Pour out your spirit, O God. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise for your faithfulness and your mercy. God. God bless you. Thank you for joining me. I love you.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Steins. Have you read her book, A Mother's Story? It's a must read, a heart-gripping true story, a murdered husband, a single mother, and a fight with cancer. For your support of any amount, you'll receive her book. Send your support to A Touch From Above, P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California 92065, or give online at atouchfromabove.org. Come quickly to my
rescue. Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org. Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan.
Are you discouraged, not seeing the power of God moving in the church? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is powerful. His word is living. His healing is of today. Come join us at A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain. Dr. Luana preaches every Sunday, 10 a.m. A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain is located at 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California, 92065. Come and experience the power of God.